This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. Our next story for the day is about student unions. Our new education minister, Mazli Malik, is being urged to reinstate university student unions.
Yep, that was actually banned in 1974 as part of education reform efforts. So we have three University Malaya student groups urging for the minister to reinstate them. The groups are Angkatan Mahasiswa, Democrat UM, and UM Association of New Youth. They have formed a coalition to demand that the students be consulted over the abolishment of the University and University Colleges Act 1971. Of course, we know as the UUCA.
Yes, that's right. And of course, ironically, the UUCA was partly due to Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, who was Education Minister in 1974.
That's right.
Some of these controversial amendments were made back then, but it has been part of the Pakatan Harapan Manifesto to abolish this law along with a lot of the other oppressive laws like sedition and anti-fake news, etc.
That's right. So it was big on the campaign trail. You know, he did say that Pakatan Harapan will repeal the UUCA if voted into power. He said that it will be abolished. And after that, he said we need to pay parents to pay attention to their children to ensure that they don't neglect their studies due to things like political involvement. But I believe he said that a policy talk on education that was streamed on Facebook Live.
So that was always the concern, right? Oh, students are going to get involved in politics and not study. But I always feel that that was a very convenient excuse. I mean, the real reason was because they didn't want grassroots trouble, right? They didn't want student protests on the streets like we see happening in the UK and the US. And, you know, curbing student unions is a surefire way to get rid of that because obviously, you know, there's no real organization behind it.
Yeah, I mean certainly that's what we assume. But, you know, if you think of the other promises made in regard to education while they were on the campaign trail, they talked about free education up to a tertiary level, especially for students from low-income families.
Yeah.
They said they're going to pay attention to improving education for people with disabilities. So, you know, more of them can become respected professionals.
Absolutely. But here's the other thing, right? I think a student union is a great little institution in universities. And I remember even back when I was at uni, the union is your first taste of real politics. You know, you've got to campaign to be president and secretary and different portfolios. And then you've got to manage those portfolios. Like, you know, if you were in charge of sports, it's like being a little sports minister.
Yeah, but that's the thing, isn't it? So with no exposure to it here, I mean, we had generations, right? No exposure to it here. And then going overseas and experiencing it was quite a culture shock. And then coming back and then trying to adapt to the lack of that voice that you became so accustomed to, right?
And of course, for those students who didn't go abroad to experience it, who've never had that experience of early politics in its infancy, I mean, that goes a long way to actually influence our political education.
Absolutely.
And that's why we see the discourse being the way it is, right? Now, we're gonna turn now to social activist Adam Adli. Now, he's been active since his days as a student. We all know his story. Adam, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Let's start with some historical context. Can you tell us what led to the ban of student unions back in 1970?
It was quite a long history. But in short, basically what happened was in the 1960s and 70s, it was the golden age of students' activism. The students' unions has become quite a force that is very popular among the people. I mean, they've been fighting for the rights of the people. They have been struggling with the oppressed back then. So with the kind of influence that they had, has become a force that the government has to be careful with. And then comes 1971, the Prime Minister then, Tun Razak, has made an act, which we call the UUCA, the Atta University and Kodesh University, to regulate the universities back then. I mean, because before the 1971, if you are to form a university, you have to go through the public consensus, you have to go through parliament and all. And you basically have your own ordinance or you have your own act that will be passed by the parliament. So Tun Razak's vision was to make sure that it will be easier and more accessible for everyone to get tertiary education, to build more universities. So hence, they established the UUCA. But then the student activism has become larger and stronger every day. 1974, the huge demonstration, the huge student demonstration, 5,000 students take it to the street, the Baling protest in 1974, where it was known to be the last ever protest recorded in the history of students' movement. Yeah, so what happened was there was a clampdown against all the students' union. They've become the enemy of the state. And finally, in 1974, the Minister of Education back then, Tun Mahathir Mohamad, finally abolished the Students' Union and replaced it with the Students' Representative Council with the amendment to the UUCA 1971. So hence, we now see that whatever is happening in the university these days is accordance to what was amended by Mahathir in 1974.
Right, so it's ironic, isn't it? I mean, they've been called to abolish the UUCA for a long time, and now it looks ever more realistic because abolishing it was, you know, like we said a little earlier, one of Pakatan Harapan's promises since before the election. But as you mentioned, Mahathir was the education minister back in the 70s when some of the most controversial amendments were made to the Act. We were talking about that a little earlier. What do you make of that?
I mean, I will always remember that we specifically had a meeting. I mean, I don't remember when, but I think it was a few months ago in the last year. The students had a meeting, huge meeting with Tun Dr. Mahathir when he was still with the Deklarasi Rakyat. This is long before Pakatan Harapan with PPBM has been formed and all. So he had a meeting with the students and representative from youth associations. And the same question was asked, what is his stand against UUCA? And he still, and he always said that he maintains that in his opinion, back in the day, in the 1974, he thought lay students especially are too involved in politics, that they have abandoned their studies. He wanted the students to focus on education rather than to get too involved in politics and activism. That was his reasoning. Yeah, but this day, his opinion has changed. He apparently thinks that the students these days are more mature than the student used to be back when he was still the Minister of Education. So he thinks that it's okay to abolish the UUCA because the students are now more mature. That is what he said, yeah? That is what he said. But I think it will still be about the political will. He did not have the same political will that he has in 1974. That's all there is. I think he is quite observant. He that time has changed. People are sick of the old system. People do not want to be controlled. People want to be in control. So hence, he knows that the same political stand that he took in 1974 will not work and will not make him popular. But it's not uncalled for, I guess. Yeah, we can just be happy about it. Why not?
So if the UUCA is abolished, will it need a replacement, however different the alternative would look like?
When it comes to UUCA, yes. We have to understand that the whole UUCA itself is not about banning students, of course. There are only certain sections in the UUCA, especially the one that was amended in 1974, then amended again in 2012. The amendments are the problem. It's not the UUCA as a whole. But the UUCA itself has become an act that not only trying to control the students, but also has not been giving enough autonomy to our public universities. So abolishment of UUCA is something that will at least give us a new hope. And that it will tell us that we are serious about reform. And yes, we are listening to the will of the people. Yes, you can always replace it with another act, but it shouldn't be a restrictive act like the UUCA used to be. It should be something more proactive. It should be an act of law that will encourage the students, that will encourage the university to prosper and to progress. We can always introduce a progressive law that will ensure that we will benefit from it rather than it becomes just another restriction for students at university.
Right. So, Adam, if everything goes well, are you excited about, I guess, the prospect of reviving, you know, a vibrant culture of student unions in public universities?
Yes, of course. We should reintroduce the students' union. We should be glad that students these days are more critical. I mean, they've proven that they are more aware, they have access to information and knowledge, they have better connectivity, they can start governing themselves. You do not need any HEP, you do not need Students Affairs to govern the students. Give them some time to start understanding their new role. They are not kids anymore. They are young adults. They should be given the opportunity to expose themselves to the real issues and for them to have the opportunity to lead themselves. They should not be fooled. They should not be given an illusion. They should be given an opportunity to learn about the reality. And the reality can be learned through their experience in students' union, where they will start governing and they will start managing the students in their universities, which is the largest population of people in a university. I think that's how we should look at it.
Thank you very much, Adam, for your thoughts. That was social activist Adam Adli with his views on bringing back student unions. Yeah, it's an exciting time with all of these changes, with what our new education minister has in store. I mean, the huge workload he has in front of him. Mm. I think this in particular will be a very interesting thing to watch, especially because of the vibrancy it'll add to the university space, which feels a bit boring like at the moment.
And it's also exciting because it feels like we're giving a chance. We're giving the next generation a good chance here, a fighting one.
And then it'll hopefully lead to better politicians in the future.
Hopefully.
At least. Yeah. Okay, we've got more music coming your way. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.